T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. This Friday at the Legislative Office Building, the Northeast Opportunity Youth Conference will take place. It'll bring together reps from several different states.
Excellent.
And to talk about it, we have the president of the Capital Workforce Partners, Alex Johnson. Alex, welcome back.
Good morning.
And the youth leader for the Capital Workforce Partners, Juan Colon. Juan, good morning.
Good morning.
First off, Juan, tell us what your role is. What is the youth leader for the Capital Workforce Partners?
Good morning.
Yeah, the name says it for itself, but I'm part of a network through CWP. We're called Young Legends. We are a group full of enthusiasm, youth. You know, we're
right.
Home base is Hartford, and we're just trying to give an open opportunity for other youth that live in our city, you know, because we were unfortunate to have different programs, so we would like to open the world up, you know, so they could have more opportunity.
Is it hard to get kids involved in this?
It's not as hard as it should be, but now we're flowing and we're on the right path, so I feel like everything is coming slowly together.
Okay.
Alex, the Capital Workforce Partners, just give us a little background into that.
Yes, Capital Workforce Partners is the workforce development organization for the Northeast region of Connecticut. You know, we serve the 37-town region of the greater Hartford area.
Right.
And we're an organization that helps individuals prepare themselves for the jobs that are in demand. So we work very closely with employers to determine what their skill needs are. We have the America's Job Center Network, where we see annually 16,000 individuals who are looking for work. And we also reach out to our young people, particularly those in high school, and also what's referred to as opportunity youth. Those are young people who are out of school and out of work. And the purpose of this conference is to bring together practitioners from the Northeast area to really dive into what's working to help our young people get prepared and enter good-paying jobs. So it's how are we enabling those young people to be successful in
life? Alex, what are those skills they most need?
It starts with having, you know, basic skills proficiencies. Right. And a lot of us get those skills in high school. In addition to that, individuals need what we call an industry recognized credential. So manufacturing aside, so we speak about manufacturing a lot. Also healthcare, where you get your licenses for various levels of activity. You mentioned earlier this morning, HVAC is also interesting.
Sure is.
You know, so it's trying to help young people figure out, you know, what's their calling in life from a vocational perspective and giving them the tools to be successful. Because I think one of the challenges we deal with is there are a lot of young people looking for opportunity and a lot of employers looking for employees. Mm. So it's a win-win situation for us. And we're really excited that we're working in partnership with the America's Promise, which is a national organization, and their YES initiative, which is Young Employed Successful. And it's really driving to ensure that our opportunity youth clearly have opportunity to be successful.
How old are we talking about?
Yeah, good point.
For the youth, I mean, high school kids?
16 to 24.
Okay. Oh, so it does go into college kids too?
Yes, because like I said, we were trying to give them opportunity that we didn't have, you know,
right.
The backup. You know, it's not just here, the ending here, you know, when you're done with this program or you're done with school. We still have that backup support for the youth, you know what I'm saying? So,
Alex Johnson and Juan Colon from Capital Workforce Partners are here. Alex is its president. Juan is its youth leader. They are spearheading the Northeast Opportunity Youth Conference, which is Friday, 9:30 at the LOB in Hartford. Alex, from the type of things that you've learned from talking to kids and finding out what they want to do, have goals changed over the years?
Good.
I would say not, and we really you know, and I'm happy to be here this morning with Juan Colon because he's one of the youth leaders, but he also enables us to ensure that we're meeting young people where they are and ensuring that we're responding to their needs. Because in order for us to effectively do this work, we need to do it not just for our young people, but with our young people. And their goals haven't changed. I think just the pathways have changed for them. And I would say one of the themes of this conference, we've been doing a lot of this work for the last 10 years, and we have very good data that says the programs that we're providing to young people have a substantial impact on their life success. In fact, the report was just released that said those individuals that receive our services have a tenfold opportunity to be successful than those young people who do not. So, you know, so we're trying to put forth that message and say it's not about figuring out what works, it's about having the political will to provide opportunities for our young people. They want to be successful. They can be successful. We know what it takes to get them successful. Right. And it's about getting it done. So our conference is really to share the best practices. We're very happy that Representative Tony Walker has championed this event. Also, Senator Doug McCrory and Representative Brandon McGee are also spearheading this with us. And we really just want to showcase that we do know what effective practices are, and we just really need to have the political will to provide us with the resources to ensure that young people have this opportunity. Because I will say, if we could solve the opportunity youth challenge in terms of ensuring that they're employable, we will, in fact, be solving our unemployment challenge. Because when you look at the data, they're one and the same.
Well, how hard is it to get somebody to get sign on to the program? Is it tough, man, woman, whoever?
I mean, we just recently went through our bylaws, you know, for our own group. So we just found out it's not as hard, but, you know, everyone's not considered an opportunity youth. I don't know why, but, you know, hey.
Nice shirt.
What makes you an opportunity youth?
You're from the neighborhood, North End region, you know, accommodations, whether you're homeless, you're out of school, you're out of work. You know, and some people do have work, you know, some people are in school, but there still are struggles, you know, out here that we are trying to identify. That's like.
And I would just add, as Juan talked about the challenges, you know, because of the funding that we have, young people who are marginally employed, who are kind of working part-time, if they're earning too much, they're not eligible. So those are the things that we have to get past, and I think that's why we're really driving to receive some state financial support, because the federal money says that if you're working part-time, if you're around the poverty level, then you're not eligible, even if you have all the needs that Juan has just discussed.
So if you're doing what these programs want you to do,
right,
which is be successful. Right. You pay a penalty.
Yes, so, right.
Well, that's good. Right. That makes sense to me. Gives me a motivation. They'll cut me off. Yeah, okay.
Right. I know.
That happens to a lot of people, though.
Right.
By the way, how tall are you, Juan?
6 feet.
No, I think you're taller than that.
No.
Okay.
Just the hair.
I was going to say it's the hair.
Well, it looks like a guy who grew up next to me, next door, when I was a kid. Georgie Gadzoulis. I don't think he's Greek, but anyway. Nevertheless, maybe you
only
are.
Half. Only half.
So tell us about the conference a little bit and what goes on, because this is a pretty big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal.
So with the conference, like you said, we're bringing out the big heads, you know, the big guys, big ladies. But we're basically trying to gain information, more information as to seeing whether the employers, the education, and the community can all come together to formulate a system, like you said, to catch the opportunity youth, you know, to give them what they need versus what the companies, the education people want, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all about the numbers, yes, but it's not all about the numbers with us, because by the end of the day, we want to get the job done, and you know what I mean? So this conference is how we start. You know what I mean? This is a starting point, right. And hopefully in the near future we can keep on going with planning. Yeah.
Right. And I would just add, you know, that we're doing this work again in partnership with America's Promise. And this is part of a national campaign.
And that's where the funding comes from?
To support the conference. And it's a national campaign to drive for full employment for opportunity youth by 2030. And that's a realistic goal. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, the conference allows all of the practitioners who are in this work to come together to learn from each other. We are a learning community. As I've noted, we have good data that says what we're doing works. Good. So we want to really just come together and challenge ourselves. And to some extent, I see this as a call to action. You know, we've talked a lot about what we're doing and what works. And now we're to the point where now we just need to drive to action. So we're hopeful that this spotlight on this issue is going to give us some momentum so that we can continue to have conversations with our legislators, with our governors. You know, when I was on this show at one point before, the governor has some resources available through a Connecticut Apprenticeship Initiative. We're hopeful those funds would be released and that those funds are released. That gives us resources to really respond to this critical opportunity and challenge. So we're excited at where we are, and it's really just a matter of kind of putting the shoulder to the wheel, and we could get this done.
Can people still sign up?
Yes, people can still sign up for the conference, and we're oversubscribed, but again, we want everyone who's interested.
Anyone.
It's going to be at the LOB at the Appropriations Room, and I think if you have an interest in this subject matter, if you want to come and learn and be part of this campaign, feel free to come by.
All right, sounds good. Alex Johnson, president of the Capital Workforce Partners. Juan Colon, youth leader for the Capital Workforce Partners. Good luck on Friday. Thanks for stopping in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.